I still don't know why he had to leave so quickly. I mean, Xylas seemed nice enough. And as for that cute robot of his...
Do you really want to get stuck travelling by that slider's device again? Or worse, do you want to have one of the Temperamancers make you speak backwards forever?
Speak backwards? So that's what happened.
Very clever, Mike. Here's the TARDIS. Honestly, the best thing we can do is get back inside and keep going to our holiday on Andromeda. Strange, I can't get...
Doctor, the first bit was to get inside, remember?
I'm trying to, I just can't get the door open.
You know, we wouldn't have this trouble with the slider's device.
I can't work out what's wrong. Come on, old girl, let me in.
Maybe she's offended. Perhaps she got sick of you and those Celine Dion tapes.
Hmm? What? What is it?
Over there, coming around that corner.
Mike, this had better be... important. Oh, no.
What? Doctor, what is it?
Not them. Of all the monsters, not them.
And do not move! You have been identified as the Doctor! Do not move! Or you will be exterminated! You are both prisoners of the Daleks!
God, I'm so scared. Please don't sell some peppers. I'm allergic to pepper. I might sneeze.
Silence!
Oh, sorry.
Oh, not them, please. I mean, I'm always fighting the Daleks. Can't I possibly fight someone new for a change? I'm just coming off fighting the Master and all.
So you've met them before?
Too often.
Oh, I like they seem that jiggy. I mean, one good push and they're fall over. What are you silly little Daleky-Waleky?
Mike, don't mock the Daleks. It's silly.
It's okay. I had a Subway for lunch.
You did not.
Cease this inane communication. You are both prisoners of the Daleks. You will be escorted to Central Command.
Or you will be exterminated. Yes, we heard you the first time. You know, Mike, the most depressing bits about Daleks is that they have one single idea and never...
That was a warning shot. My orders are to capture you alive, but you need not be able if you resist.
Hey, you nearly took the cord out of my TARDIS. How very rude of you.
You will be sidelined. This is your final verbal warning.
Time for me to give a few then.
Unidentified intruder, stay where you are. Do not move.
Wow.
Frozen in a moment of history. Quite a marvel. It seems we're indebted to you, miss.
Save introductions for later. I can't hold him here for long. Well, what are you waiting for? Run!
Oh, yeah, sorry. After you, Mike.
I still don't see what's so scary.
Mike.
Going.
Right, you. Let's see what I can do with you now. Right, you.
Or I will. Prisoners have been removed. Seek. Locate.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Well, Tin Box, let's see how you like this. Yeah!
Under attack! Under attack! Humanoid female with blade and weapon! Aid required!
Wow. And that's what I call an explosion.
I'll say. Well done indeed.
Will I try? Now, just out of a matter of curiosity, who are you?
Us? Who are we? You don't know.
Should I?
Well, you did rescue us on that Dalek there.
Dalek, Mike.
What he said.
I saw the energy weapon fired at you. Saw you were being held at gunpoint. I stepped in to help, as it is my duty. Now, I have to make sure I made the right choice. Who are you? Where are you from? And what groups are you affiliated with?
Well, I think I said I was Elizabeth Taylor, and...
Mike, not the best route to take this time. If this nice young lady's rather sharp sword is anything to go by. I'm the Doctor, and this is my friend Mike. We're travellers and not associated with anyone.
Unless you count Xylas.
Mike, shut up.
Him? Yeah, you look the type. Eccentric off-worlders.
Honestly, we really don't know him all that well. Just somebody I knew from my school days. I hadn't seen him in a really long time.
Not that it matters. Xylas is crazy, but harmless. I'm Aldelia, swordsman of the 12th.
Nice to meet you.
Swordsman? But you're a girl. Shouldn't it be swords girl or swords person? Or...
Yes, you might forgive my companion. He's a bit stupid. And we've had some trouble with swordsmen earlier today. Young rowdy chap called Baron.
Oh, him? Obnoxious embarrassment to the swordsmen everywhere. Most of us aren't like that. Honestly. And if I were in a position to, I'd be petitioning to the temporary to get him deswarded. Speaking of which, we'd better be going.
Going?
I'm taking you to see the temporary. She has to know what happened here, and she'll confirm what's actually happened.
So that explains the fact you're still waving your sword in our faces.
You betcha. Go on that way. We're taking a walk to the palace.
Yes, of course. I was about to suggest the same thing. The authorities need to know that the Daleks have arrived on this planet. Come along, Mike. We're going to meet the temporary.
Wow, look at the size of it, Doctor.
Yes, Mike, it is a big one.
I've never seen one that size before.
Really? Goodness, you mustn't have seen much of the universe then. I've seen millions of them that size.
Really?
Oh yes, you could almost say I've had an awful lot of experience with ones much bigger.
Even bigger? Wow, so how do they work?
Oh, Mike, what do you think? The same as every other doorknob, silly.
But won't you need two hands to give it a turn? Just get the door open.
True, but that's the point. Everything in the palace is extra elaborate, intended to make the occupant feel enormous and everyone else feel little.
Do you realize you two talk the most amount of crap I've ever heard?
Well, we're bored.
Yes, exactly. We've been waiting for at least half an hour for an audience. Now, I've visited monarchs and royals for centuries, and I very rarely get as poor treatment than I have of this temporary of yours.
Do not insult our great temporal ruler. She will see us when the time is right. Not a moment before or after.
Oh, being queen of time or something, she knows when that moment is.
More like she's employing some basic mental power games, making us feel unimportant. Of course, if she doesn't let us in soon, we'll get bored enough to go home and let her deal with the Daleks herself.
Right. This is it. I'll approach the throne first. You follow behind me and keep silent. When we stop, drop to your knees and place your forehead on the ground.
Hey, I'm not getting down that grubby floor.
Then you'll die. Follow. I, 12th Swordsman Odelia, lay my sword before you, O Commander and Monarch of all things temporal. Just as you bestowed the honor of this sword upon me, I offer it to your service and will.
You have risen, Odelia, and I was most appreciative of your offer. Who will these strangers be you will bring into my realm?
They claim to be off-worlders, O Timeless One. They were being held by some machine, whom I defeated on their behalf. I bring them to you for your approval.
They were strange creatures. You have spoken not of this world?
Well, we haven't yet, but I'm about to. Your Majesty, this young man is Mike, and I am known as the Doctor.
The Doctor. I will know of that name.
I'm sure you will. I intend to make myself known wherever I go. But as interesting as my identity is, I'm afraid I have much more important information to discuss. Information that concerns the fate of your entire world.
What is it you have spoken of?
Excellency, the being that the young lady Odelia obliged us in rescuing my young friend and I is one that I am most familiar. They own an evil scrounge of the universe, conquering and damaging worlds at a whim simply for the achievement of universal power. Many, many worlds lie in the ruins in the wake of this race, and I have discovered their presence here.
You have told us about this.
I'm telling you now, Your Highness. Long ago, they were humanoids, Khalids. Until circumstances made an individual change their nature. Davros, the Khalid, was a nasty evil soul in his electric chair and simply no hair and an eye like burning coal. Davros, the Khalid, was a scientist.
You're not going to sing again, are you, Doc?
I'm just trying to fill in a royal temporary some of the history of them. You should listen too, Mike. You could do with a lesson on them too.
Do not speak so informally when in the presence of the temporary.
Brienne.
Baron? Baron, is that you? How very nice to meet you again.
Enough of this idiocy! Great temporary, grant that we may dispose of these off-worlders in the appropriate manner. They are not worthy to be in your presence.
I will have decided on their fate myself, Seventh Swordsman.
Apologies.
Their story will ring true. This world has been in the grip of an evil force.
I'm glad you're seeing the light, Your Highness.
However, your warning will come too late, for our world will already be assured in safety.
Oh?
Yes, the Daleks have elected to have protected us from our devastation.
What?
May the ambassador of Skaro have entered.
Appreciation to the Great Temporary!
I have accepted your appreciation and thanks, Lord Ambassador.
Doctor? Doctor to Dalek, look, it's...
I know, Mike. I'm not blind. Your Majesty, I appeal to you. This is a force I spoke of. They will...
Do not speak unless directly addressed, alien.
The Doctor is known to the Daleks, O Great Ruler. He has been responsible for the destruction of many of our peace envoys and research vessels.
Peace envoys? You? Ha!
He is also responsible for destroying one of my staff here on this planet.
Interesting. Perhaps 12th Swordsman Ordelia would have acted hastily in assisting these two. She has been questioned at another time. Meanwhile, I would have had the Doctor and his companion placed in the prisons to await a verdict.
No, wait, don't listen to them, Temporary. The Daleks will betray you. They have only one ambition, and that is to destroy. And they will destroy everything.
Doctor, they're not listening.
They have to, otherwise they're doomed.
Wait! The Daleks wish to request that the Doctor be taken into our custody to be detained in a manner we deem appropriate for his crimes against our race.
So that's your plan then, finally getting around to capturing the Doctor.
I have agreed to this. The Daleks will serve us well. They have been rewarded. They were to have been taken to the Dalek craft.
Your guards will not be necessary. A Dalek escort is all that is required. Doctor, move ahead of me and follow directions. Do not deviate or you will be permanently injured.
Doctor, I don't like this.
Move!
I obey, I guess. Come along, Mike. Don't dawdle.
But, Doctor, can't we just...
Move!
All right.
Wonderful accommodation you have here.
You will remain here until the Dalek Supreme is ready for you. Any sign of an attempt to escape and your companion will be exterminated. Do you understand?
Nice to know that your Dalek Supreme finds me so important. I mean, to go all this trouble to not killing me and everything.
Do you understand?
Yes, 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 I understand. Stop fussing, don't worry. I won't report you for being less than Fora. Ah, lovely fellows, all of them. Not a bad sell, really. Probably being monitored. Hello? I'm bored in here already. Somebody save me! Always works in Smallville. Well, looks like I have to save myself then. Trusty sonic screwdriver. Did anyone else just hear that? No? I don't suppose anyone else did. Oh well. Aha! Still got it. Well, either that or these Daleks are getting worse, and I know which one I prefer. Now, where's Mike got to? I'll see about letting him out of his cell, then off for a quick visit to their central command.
Wow. So this is a Dalek control room?
Yes, quite interesting, isn't it?
Wow. Looks better than a Cybertron one.
Yes.
And a Sontaran one.
Indeed. Hang on, you didn't see the Sontaran one?
Yeah, but I'm sure it'll be better.
Well, we're not here to examine the decor. We're here to...
What's that thumping noise in the background?
I don't know. Now...
Doctor? What are we doing here?
The Daleks are up to something. What that is, I don't quite know yet, but it's no good, and I'm going to have to stop it. So I figured fiddling with the controls of their main spaceship was the best way to do this.
Wow.
Great plan, isn't it? Right, let's see. What do we have here? A warp cone balance inverter? Flight manipulator? Steering wheel? The standard spaceship stuff, and... Oh dear.
What?
Oh my.
What is it?
Oh, this couldn't be better.
What couldn't?
I've always wanted to play with an infinite probability drive.
Oh, now, how interesting. Canine, have you read this book?
Affirmative, Master. I have processed your entire novel collection.
Can you believe that the hero gets his great miracle at the end and his true love is redeemed from slavery after all to become a seamstress? Incredible.
Affirmative, Master. There was a vast amount of foreshadowing in the previous two volumes of that trilogy.
There was? I didn't see it. Oh, I'll have to start the whole thing over just to check now. Come!
Intruder, please identify yourself or I will be forced...
Shh! Down, boy.
Xylos, are you...
Free? Yes, of course. I don't get visitors often, so I always welcome them, unlike my over-eager little friend down there. Now, let me see. I never forget a face. Names, though. Ophelia, isn't it?
Odelia, sir.
Yes, yes, of course. How silly of me. Yes, Ophelia was Hamlet, wasn't she?
Affirmative.
I beg your pardon?
Never mind, dear. Something you shouldn't worry about. So, what brings you to an old man's humble abode?
Well, I'm not really sure. Everyone knows you're an old coot who should have been sent to the pastures ages ago.
I'll ignore that, since I know being rude is a requirement for being a swordsman.
But I thought I'd better tell you, since they knew you and all.
Please define they.
I ran into a few off-worlders earlier on. They said they were friends of yours.
Ah, yes. The Doctor and Mike, was it? See them off on their way to Androzani, or wherever it was they were heading?
No. I took them to the Temporary.
To her? Why'd you do something like that?
Routine. Just that since then, she transferred them to the custody of her new champions. And I thought I'd better tell you.
Champions? I'm sorry, I don't think I know about this.
She's only just revealed them. Another off-world race. They call themselves... Oh, what was it? Daleks, that's it.
Daleks? The Daleks are here? Odelia, sit down. Tell me everything right from the start. I need to know.
Doctor, why do you think the Daleks want you alive?
Don't know. Don't care.
Could be interesting to find out. I mean, I didn't think they cherished life.
Ha! Life. Don't talk to them about life.
I won't. What are you doing in there?
Just fiddling with the drive mechanism here. Now, which setting should I set it to? Oh, of course. How silly of me. What else? 42.
Doctor?
Yes?
This door here is getting a bit warm.
Oh, yes, that'll be the Daleks. They've realised we're in here by now and they're trying to get in.
What, by melting the door?
Yes, it's what they usually do. We've got a bit of time.
Well, shouldn't we be using that time to escape or something?
Nah, no need. They'll always waste time about it. We'll be getting the threat soon.
Doctor, we are aware that you have infiltrated our control centre. We are breaking through the door. Surrender at once.
See, I told you.
Still, I'm tempted to believe them.
I thought you said they were rubbish. Anyway, nearly finished. Do me a favour. Press that red button up there.
What? The one saying do not press this red button?
Yes, push it.
Okay. Oh.
What happened?
A sign popped up saying please do not push this button again.
That can't be right.
Doctor, this door's getting really, really hot now.
Then stop touching it, you silly goose. Almost done it. There, done. Right. Holding tight onto something?
Story of my life, Doctor.
Excellent. Here we go.
You did it!
Of course. Was there any doubt?
What did you do?
I simply reversed the neutrality of the proton flow in this device.
The infinite probability drive?
Exactly. I turned the entire army of Daleks on this planet into a rather confused sperm whale and a bowl of petunias.
Ingenious!
But of course, and since I've managed to stop them half the allotted time, I think we should rush off early to the pub and... No. No. You can't still be here.
Exterminate the Doctor's companion. He has been warned of the consequences of his actions.
Wait, no.
I obey.
Mike? No, Mike, you can't. Mike, he's dead. He's dead. You killed him. You've killed him.